Hi there, this is Hallie Crawford, and this is Ideal Career Guide Audio number 4, the Ideal Work Environment Visualization. This material is copyrighted, so any unauthorized distribution is prohibited. Thank you for respecting the copyright. This visualization is about clarifying the ideal work environment for you. Please listen to the audio all the way through. Then, in your journal, make notes about what you saw and discovered here. Then, answer the questions in the ideal work environment exercise in your workbook. All right, let's get started. Start by getting into a comfortable position and allow your eyes to close gently and slowly. Allow your mind to let go of the stresses of the day. Notice the rhythmic sound of your breath. And for a couple of moments, concentrate on nothing but the lull of your breath and the sound of your heartbeat. Now take in a long, deep breath, filling your lungs to capacity. And as you exhale, empty your lungs completely, releasing with it the stresses of the day. Feel the tension leave those special areas where you tend to hold your tension, like your neck, shoulders, or upper back. Take in another long, deep breath, filling your lungs completely, and exhaling forcefully and completely, releasing any negative thoughts or tension. As you do, notice the tension flowing down through your arms, down through your hands, and out the tips of your fingers. Take in one more really deep breath. And this time, as you exhale, feel yourself sinking into the chair, as the tension releases from your back, flows down your legs, and out from the soles of your feet. In this meditation, you are going to begin to define your ideal work environment through a series of questions I will ask you to consider. These questions are included in your workbook, so don't worry about remembering each question. Just notice what comes to mind first in response to each of the questions. Know that it's okay if you don't get an answer right away. Trust that one will come to you eventually. And as we progress through the meditation, if you hear or are distracted by any outside noises, just notice them and then let them float away again, returning your focus to your breathing. Good. First, think about the people in your ideal work environment. What types of people do you ideally want to work with? For example, do you prefer creative types or people who are more analytical and process-oriented? Think about the people in your life that you most enjoy being with. And what is it about them that you like so much? Next, consider the culture of the place, ideally, that you would like to work, and the ideal pace or energy there. For example, what kind of management style do you prefer? What type of company culture would you enjoy working in most? Does a fast-paced, deadline-oriented environment work best for you? Or are you more effective when things are slower paced and laid back? Now imagine the ideal type of organizational structure for you. For example, do you need a lot of structure? Just a little? Or none at all? Do you ideally want to work with a small, medium, or large organization? And do you prefer to work in a team, or are you more comfortable working alone? Consider your personality and what kind of environment is conducive to your personality here. If you are a person who likes things to be more organized and have a process, you may need to have a more structured environment, for example. So think about what works best for you. Now, envision the physical space itself. Where do you ideally want to work geographically? In what part of the country? Do you want to work from home, from an office, or have a mobile workspace where you can work from a variety of places? How much travel are you willing to do, if any? Are you most happy in an urban, suburban, or rural environment? And what type of office space do you ideally want to have? Is it private with a door and a window? Or do you prefer more open spaces where you can interact with people regularly? Depending on your job, there may be some things you may not be able to pick and choose from, of course, but you still need to identify your ideal, because knowing your ideal allows you to work towards a goal, and this also illuminates what you can and cannot compromise on. Finally, consider your ideal salary and benefits. What are your salary requirements? What types of benefits are most important to you? What about health insurance, stock options, retirement planning, flex time, or the ability to work from home? Think about anything that would fall under salary and benefits and would be ideal for you. Good. You have looked at a lot here in a very short period of time. Now take in a deep breath and relax. In a moment, I'm going to count from 3 to 1. At 1, you will be refreshed and alert, able to remember everything you wish of this visualization. 3, bringing yourself back to present time Two, stretching your legs, arms, neck, moving your head, becoming more alert and refreshed. And one, eyes open, refreshed and alert. Now, when you're ready, bring out your journal and complete the ideal work environment exercise in your workbook. Have fun with this, and good luck.